Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is doing the
work. What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
You better get your house in order.
What you gonna do?
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 Tune into Blog Talk Radio. Your host is Overseer Dennis Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come across these skyways and airways, bringing unto you the divine word of truth. I hope and pray that all has been well in your family circles. I hope and pray that you had a beautiful day. And I just thank those of you that just continually to tune in to this program, The Old Ship of Zion. And for doing so, God has a blessing engraved with your name on it. And Overseer Ward is just not saying these words, but these are the words out of the mouth of God. He says that he blesses a cheerful giver. So you are given, not monetarily, but you are given of your time. Hallelujah. Things that you could be doing otherwise, but you just decided to tune in with the Old Ship of Zion on this evening. And so we just so graciously thank you, hallelujah, for doing so. And so before we go into our program, we always come across these airways and skyways, hallelujah. We come in acknowledging our Lord and our Savior. His name is Jesus Christ. He is a native of Nazareth. And he's our soon coming Messiah. So we want to acknowledge him. He said, in all that you do, acknowledge God, and he shall direct thy path. So I want to ask those of you that will to bow your beautiful heads as we go down in prayer at this time. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O graciously Heavenly Father, enabling us together in unity once again, God, around this spectrum. Father God, we know, hallelujah, that this earthly planet is not our eternal destination. We know that you have lying in waiting a mansion that's not built by the hand of mortal man. But you are the architect, and you are the creator. But until you crack those clouds one historical day, God, we will continue in your will and in your way, God. Coming before the four corners of this earth, from the north, south, east, and west, as pilgrims through this barren land. And I'm asking you on tonight, Father God, to anoint these lips of clay, God. I want to be able to bring a rhema word, God, to those that may, then again, may not know of you and the pardons of their iniquity. Grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom, to those that are hurting deeply within the epitome of their souls. Father God, we won't take no glory. We'll give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' marvelous name. And we'll allow the church to say amen and amen. Hallelujah. I want you to get close to your radio dial on tonight. I want you to bring all of your digital toys, all of your iPhone and your iPad, your notepad, your computer, your tablet, your desktop, and whatever digital devices that you have at your disposal. I'm asking you to come aboard. Hallelujah. Get your chip and your dip and whatever you want to sip. Your latte, your OJ, your water, or whatever that you want to bring. Just come aboard with the Old Ship of Zion on tonight. Hallelujah. And I will bring unto you the divine word of God. And we will now take you on into a live program. Tonight's sermon entitled, Jesus Always a Gentleman versus Self-Centered. I want to say that one more time. Jesus Always a Gentleman versus Self-Centered. And I want to come back right quick with the number to the station. And for those of you that want to call in at the end of this program, you're welcome to do so. And the number to call in is 646-200-3074, 877-598-8654. Those numbers again are 646-200-3074, 877-598-8654. At the conclusion of this program, you are welcome to call in for your prayer request or anything that you would like to share with Overseer Ward on the Old Ship of Zion on tonight. So now we're going to go back into our service. Our sermon on tonight is Jesus Always a Gentleman versus Self-Centered. And so God gave me that theme because, you know, we're living in a world to where, you know, people will do anything to be first. You know, if they have to break out a friendship with you, if it's a family member, if they have to, you know, just stir up, you know, animosity amongst each other, then they will do that to get to the top. But we know that Jesus was always a gentleman. Hallelujah. And so we're going to go and we're going to read from our key scripture on tonight. And it says that God word declare, for the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Matthew 20 and 28. All right, we're going to go right now on into our second key scripture. And it reads this. It says that whosoever wants to be great must be your servant. And whosoever wants to be first must be willing, hallelujah, to slave of all, like the Son of Man, in the law of Matthew 20, 27 through 28. All right, now we know that Jesus was always and continually to be a gentleman. I mean, in every aspect of his spiritual being. We know that in our meditation on Christ, we must start with the man Jesus. Hallelujah. Not making him into a superhero. But we know that he was wholly one of us. And how his life was like yours, mine, and ours. Hallelujah. In everything except sin. He was normal. He was an ordinary man. He was lowly at times, worrisome, always very human. Hallelujah. We have all met people who never seem to be tired, never seem to be busting loose at the seams, never seems to be lack of energy. They have never betrayed weariness. And they are able to live in a constant frenzy of activities. Hallelujah. We know that with Christ, this was not so. Hallelujah. We know that possibly of his most appealing pictures is the incident. Hallelujah. Amazingly. Hallelujah. In the incident of the well in Samaria, where he showed himself so tired by the hot, dusty trip that he is forced to sit at the side of the well to rest, hallelujah, and to beg a cup of water from the woman who had made herself notorious in her little town. And all of this was very human. and help us to realize how nothing human was alien to Christ. And it is noteworthy that the very action for which he was most frequently criticized was the action which showed him most a man. When he asked to drink from the Samaritan woman, there were those undoubtedly who said, he is not very modified, asking a drink like this. John the Baptist has come neither eating nor drinking, and people had complained that he was too severe. But when the Son of Man came, and he did eat and drink, hallelujah, these same people complained. Look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of the tax collectors and sinners. And you can find that scripture reading in the law of Matthew 11 and 18 through 19. And you know, in our world today, in today's society, you know, you can never be kind enough. You can never be sweet enough. You can never be a gentleman enough. You can never be a woman enough. There are always going to be somebody to complain, somebody to criticize and scrutinize your character. But Jesus remained a gentleman. He remained in his character at all times. And you know, that's exactly what you and I are to do as men and women. Hallelujah. Whether we are in our ripe age, a golden age, or we are in our young age, we are to remain in character. So we know that Jesus was always a gentleman. He was never self-centered. He's always putting others before himself. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And we know that when Jesus healed the man born blind, hallelujah, he told his disciples, he said that I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of John 9 and 4 through 5. And like Jesus, you and I must work while it is day, because we are the light of the world. We are the reflection of Christ. We are the city that sit upon a hill, that giveth a forth light unto the world, unto a dark world. Hallelujah. Jesus labored in his Father's garden on earth. He demonstrated, hallelujah, how to work wisely by having a balance between work and rest. He never valued productivity more than prayer. And he never became preoccupied with a program that he failed to help people in need. Hallelujah. Jesus, give us the wisdom to work faithfully while it is still day. So yours and mine and our prayer should be, Lord, help me, help us to know and to go from day to day, to discern the good that I should pursue, and grant me the wisdom to discern, hallelujah, the things that I should not do. We know that work is a blessing when it is a blessing to others. And so we are here for a purpose. We're on a mission for Jesus Christ. We're not on this journey for our own preoccupied time to do things as we so choose. But we are here for one purpose, and that purpose is be a witness for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And Jesus was always a worker in his Father's garden. Hallelujah. He was always a gentleman. That's what we're talking about tonight. Jesus, always a gentleman, and he was never self-centered. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name, Father God. Hallelujah. And when Jesus, we know that when he went about doing good, God went about doing good everywhere he went. You know, whomever came out and said, you know, Lord, this person is sick, this person is blind, this person is deaf. You know, God always take him out the time to see what the human man needed and wanted. And he tried. And he did. Hallelujah. His immaculate best to do what was asked of him. Hallelujah. And we know that Jesus was asked by his disciples if he was going to set free and restore the nation of Israel, coming out of the law of Acts 1 and 6. We know that in the minds of the disciples, the kingdom of God and the Jewish nations were virtually synonymous. They held the tradition view that the Messiah would bring about a political kingdom rather than a spiritual one. But Jesus replied that it was not for them to know. Then he went on to say, but ye shall receive power. We know that Jesus is a gentleman. And we also know that Jesus is a power. He's a power force, power being. He is all power. But Jesus told us before he left us in his human form, before he left us, he told us, he said that, I'll go, but I won't leave you helpless and friendless. He said, I will leave you a comforter. Hallelujah. And he said that you and I would receive power. We can't go and preach the gospel without the holy anointing of God, the Holy Spirit of God. Hallelujah, that make intercession. And he said that the Holy Ghost would come upon you and I, and that you and I would be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and all Judea and in Samaria. And it was as if Jesus was saying to them, I have done with lesser things. And we know that the kingdom that he had in mind was bigger and grander than any of the disciples could ever imagine. He wanted them to be prepared, hallelujah, for the dynamics of that kingdom when the Holy Spirit came. And I'm here to encourage you today that as Christians, we have been called by God, commissioned by Jesus Christ, and enabled by the power of the Holy Spirit to fulfill our individual mission with courage, with boldness, and confidence, and insight. We have to be done with lesser things. But we have been given the power to serve the King of Kings. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit directs you and I. He directs our path toward the mission to be accomplished. And the power of the Holy Spirit enables you and I to develop the skills and the behavior to adhere and to achieve our goals, even when our personal circumstances limit our ability to see beyond, hallelujah, the immediate situation. We find out that the power of the Holy Spirit enable you and I to envision and to focus on greater service in God's kingdom. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. Lord, empower me and us to see beyond my personal and our personal circumstances, that I and we may be an efficient witness for you today and tomorrow and to days to come. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name, Father God. We thank you because you are always a gentleman versus Samson. Jesus always took our time. And we, as people of God, should never get too preoccupied. If you see somebody in need, if you see somebody standing on a corner that says, you know, I need, you know, food, or I need, you know, to buy food. You know, you don't just pass them by and say, oh, you know, you'll get something. Oh, you don't need anything. We don't worry about what they're going to do with the currency that we placed in their hands, because that is not none of our concern. We are to give, because God said, when I was hungry, did you feed me? When I was naked, did you clothe me? Hallelujah. When I was thirsty, did you give me water to drink? And he tells us, he said, such as you have, to the least of them, you have done unto me. So we are to give, and if we don't have it, then God knows we don't have it. But if you have it, don't sit on what you have when you can be a blessing. When God dictates to your heart and your spirit to be a blessing to someone, don't hold on and don't just grieve and bow your head up in offense and say, well, you know, Lord, I have this, but I need it. But when you give, God give it right back. Sometimes God blesses us in double and triple hundreds of what we have given. Hallelujah. And our sermon tonight is Jesus, always a gentleman, versus self-centered. And our scripture reading has been coming from the law of Matthew 20 and 28. Those of you that want to write this down and then you want to go to later at your own, you know, personal, on your own personal timing, you can go and read at your own leisure. The second key scripture came out of the law of Matthew 20 and 27 through 28. And so this is our final reading for tonight. And so we know that in preparing for service, we need to develop a service sensory perception. And that is, hallelujah, SSP. That is service sensory perception. And that is the ability to perceive God's presence and his voice in the common people, places, and things of life. The potter's house was neither a mountaintop nor a great cathedral. We find out that the potter's house was a place where ordinary people carried on ordinary work. God's power to shape and pre-shape us was illustrated by the routine task of the potter. And as servants, you and I, we must always be prepared to go to the potter's house. We must be willing to be molded by the potter into anything he desires to make of you and I. According to our text, the servant must possess two qualities, mobility and memory. First, God tells Jeremiah to go to the potter's house. Jeremiah, hallelujah, had to be molded to obey God's word. And as servants, we must remember that God's word and works may require us to leave our comfort and stability to go somewhere else. In order to serve more faithfully, it's no wonder that in the Great Commission, Jesus said, go ye therefore and teach all nations. That scripture reading can be found in the law of Matthew 28 and 19. Second, a servant, we must remember who and why we serve. In the law of Jeremiah 18 and 15, the Lord makes the sharp indictment that my people have forgotten me. Let those of us who would serve remember that God empowers and directs you and I. Let those of us who would serve be intentional in acknowledging God in all that you and I do. Because to forget God is to serve in vain. Oh, Father, bless me, us, as we strive to render more excellent service. These and other blessings we ask in your gracious, marvelous name. Amen. In ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to marinate your spirit and infuse your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. We're going to now change the dynamics of this program. We're going to turn you over into the hymns of Zion, to uplift your spirit, hallelujah, and to encourage your spirit. And so, if this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions, you'd want the old ship of Zion to go down in front of your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God's House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This station has been brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the Old Ship of Zion. Send your correspondence, make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California. Email address, janice@allaboutgod@yahoo.com. You can also log on to www.JaniceWardMinistry.org. Until we meet again across these skyways and airways, you are now tuned into Hymns of Zion. Be blessed and be encouraged. Till we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. Hymns of Zion. Listen up and be blessed.
come home anymore. He didn't look at you and think that you were going to make it. God looked at you and what did he see? What did he see?
He saw the best.
Yes, sir. Is there anybody here tonight that's so very thankful that God did not write you off, that he did not throw you away, that he picked you up?
Is it
here?
somebody say, I came to praise him. So since you're here, tell them, say, keep holding on. I don't know what you came here for. Hard times. Are y'all ready for it? Let somebody say, are you ready for it?
Feel the presence of the Lord.
Clap your
hands. I feel the presence of the Lord.
face and tell him I'm in his hands.
Remember,
Thank you. I hold on to your promise. You always gonna win. Come on. Thank you.
Don't you worry, no need to be in a hurry. Have patience.